Within Parshas Shoftim, we have the Parshas HaMelech, the mitzvah of appointing a melech, the mitzvahs, the laws that say that apply to a melech. And among the mitzvahs, the Rambam counts that there are three different isurim, three different laws that say that apply to a king. The Rambam counts the laws that say of lo yarbe lo susim, that a king can't have too many horses, lo yarbe noshim, he can't have too many wives. And the kesef is of lo yarbe. He can't have too much money either. These are three surim that Rambam records. And the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chof Alef Amud Beis tells us that Mipnei Ma Lo Niskalu Tamei Torah, why did the Torah not reveal the reasons behind all the mitzvahs? Sherei Shtei Mikros Niskalu Tamam. The two psukim revealed its reasons. Nichshal Behem Gadol Ha'olam. And a great gadol, namely Shlomo HaMelech, had made a mistake in these. He thought that these reasons wouldn't apply to him and violated two Yisurim. And the Yushalmi says not only did he violate two Yisurim, but he violated three Yisurim. All three of these Yisurim of Lo Yarbe Lo Susim, Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim, and Lo Yarbe Lo Kesev Azov, he violated all three Yisurim. Rabbi Shuben Levi says in the Yushalmi, the Yud in Yarbe Lo Susim, Yarbe Noshim, Yarbe Kesev Azov, that Yud Shlomo HaMelech had removed. He had blemished that Yud of that Pasuk. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai writes that the Sefer Mishnah Torah of Parsha Shoftim went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sprawled itself out, according to Yerushalmi. Says, you wrote in the Torah, the person who's Mevatel mixes the Torah, Mevatel Kula. Shlomo wanted to uproot the Yuds of these Yisurim. He wants to be okay the entire Torah. If there's one letter missing, the entire Torah is possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to worry. Shlomo, the Elef, Kiyotibo, Shlomo Melech will be batel. But from you I won't remove the Yud. Now these three assume that Shlomo Melech violated. Because the reasons that were listed in the Torah, B'Tzascha writes, there were mechuyavim to do the mitzvahs, kasher tzivanu Hashem lokeinu b'chal mitzvahs, like he tells us to do, not because we know why, because we're told to do them. We're not mechuyav lachkor lama tzivanu, why Hashem did, but we do the mitzvahs. But there's a mitzvah to be me'ayin, to look into the reasons, but not use the reasons to act upon them. And we shouldn't be vatal mitzvah because we don't see the reason, because we don't understand the reason. We do mitzvahs because we're told this is a big inyan to be ma'ayin into the reason. It's two different parts. That's perhaps what Pinchas Friedman suggests why the Melech has two different Sifrei Torah. His Mishnah Torah. One Torah that he goes around with. The man Yilmar Liras Hashem Lokecha Lishmor is called Divrei Torah Azos Vesachukim Ha'ilul Asosim. One Torah in order to learn, and one Torah in order to chukim, just to do Lasosim. But how is it possible that Shlomo HaMelech, who is given the Chochmas Hashem, the gift of Chochma, smarter, wiser than anyone ever in history? How could it be possible that someone like him was able to violate these Isurim? Skamar tells us that Kala Omer Shlomo Chata Eino Elatoa, a person who says that Shlomo Melech sinned is mistaken. But we just learned the Pasuk, the Gemara tells us that Shlomo was Nichshal, these Averis, he was a Chote. How's the Gemara in Shabbos tell us he wasn't a Chote? And how is it possible he was a Nichshal anyway, he was such a Chacham? But Pinchas Friedman suggests, they find by David HaMelech, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishum Ben Yochai, though David roi lo sa maisa. David wasn't fit to do the maisa bat sheva of that sin. Though Yisrael ruin lo sa maisa of cheda egel. They weren't roi to do the cheda of egel hazav. El olama asu, so why did David, why did Klai, so why were they engaged with such averos? The Gemara tells us, lo ma lachata ticha, shim chata yachid. When a person sins, and we all sin, Omrim lo, we say to them, Kalcha Eitzel Yachid. Go to the Yachid. David HaMelech. David HaMelech also sinned, but there's an opportunity for tshuva. V'im chatu tzibur. If the tzibur violated Navera, Omrim lo, we say, Lechu Eitzel Tzibur. Lechu Eitzel Tzibur. Go to the tzibur. The teacher says there's an opportunity for tshuva. The Gemara Babavasa tells that David Sheniach ben Kamosa Nemra Boshchiva. David left a son just like him. Just like him. The point was David HaMelech wasn't right for the sin, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sin to teach people the din of tshuva. So too, Rav Pinchas Friedman suggests that he made Shlomo HaMelech violate the Avera to teach people this lesson. That if you look into the reasons and you act based on the reasons, you're going to be nichshal. Learn the reasons, but don't apply the reasons. That's the idea. The Medrash tells us that Shlomo HaMelech wrote 3 Sifrei Torah, 3 Svarim, Mishlei, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. The idea is, they wrote these 3 Svarim Keneged to Mesakin, the 3 Averos that he was involved in. And each of these Svarim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote correspond to the 3 Yisurim. Lo Yarpa Lo Susim, having too many horses. Susim is about ishtalus, relying on Susim to fight the Muhammad, not relying on Hashem. The Pasuk of Mishlei says, Ein chochma vein tuna vein eitel l'neged Hashem. There's nothing up against Hashem. Sus muchan liyom ha-melchama l'Hashem ha-tshua. The sus is prepared. It's the shalish and the sus. But Hashem is with the tshuas in Hashem's hand. That's what we say in Mishlei. So he wrote Mishlei to serve as a tikkun, because he relied too much on the horses. He didn't rely enough on Hashem. And then he wrote, the Sefer Koheles, which is connected Kesef Azov Lo Yarbe Lo Mod. He had too much money, too much gashmis, too much taiva. And that's what Koheles is all about. It's all Havel Havalim. Ki Nasti Ligam Kesef Azov, says Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles. I gathered all the gold and the silver, the segulas and malach and my medinos from all over the place. Lo Manati Es Libi Mikol Simcha. I didn't hold back from any type of enjoyment in this world. And Koheles was a tikkun for too much money. And then comes Shir HaShirim, which is connected Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, having too many wives. And that's the whole idea of Shir HaShirim, as we know. About a relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So these 3 Sfarim correspond to the 3 Yisurim that Shlomo HaMelech was in violation of. And Shlomo HaMelech writes and says in Melachim Aleph, Vayidab Shloshes Alafim Mashal, he said 3,000 Mashalim parables. Our Rabbeinu Bachai says this is a reference to the Shloshes Sfarim, the 3 Sfarim that Moshe Shlomo HaMelech wrote. Shir HaShirim, Mishlei, and Koheles are the 3,000 Mashalim. The 3 Yuds. The 3 Yuds. A Yud is 10. It's a reference to 1,000. A couple of zeros. 3 Yuds, 3,000. Why are each of these Svarim connected to Yud? That Yud that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was complaining about in the Yerushalmi. That Shlomo took the Yud of the 3 Svarim and he violated the Yud. And what's the idea of the Yud? The Svarim tell us that the Yud is connected Chachma. Yud is connected Chachma. Shlomo HaMelech took his Chachma. He took the Yud. He took the Tam and thought he understood the reason, was able to violate the Yisurim because he understood what was behind it. He tried removing the Yud, removing the Chachma. And that was the Taina. So as a Tikkun, he had to write these 3 Svarim. These Shlosh Alafim Mashal. These 3 Yuds. The Mishlei Koheles and Shir HaShirim. So the idea is we should walk away with. It's important to learn Lamnis. It's important to learn Tamei HaMitzvos. It's important to understand things. But we have to separate that also from the idea to learn halacha as well. Lemaisa. We can't use the svarim, we can't use the tamei hamitzvos necessarily and to say, oh, that doesn't apply to us. There's halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, and this Mishnah Berurah as one set of limud, aliba de hilchaza, and there's also the tamei hamitzvos, the Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam. And these are 2 Torahs that we all have to walk around with. And Mirtz Hashem, as we prepare for the rest of Elul, the Yom and the Rayim, leading to Sukkot, we should all be in that same bechina of David and Shlomo. Kol Omer David Chata Eino Elator. We should be in that same bechina of also being as if we never sinned, and we're misakin all the various we did by learning, by keeping mitzvahs and mitzvah Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.